Science, learning, business, community. You. Welcome to ThinkWorks, the podcast for people who like to think, because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello and welcome to ThinkWorks, a place where we do all the heavy lifting when it comes to thinking. And before we start, just a quick acknowledgement. I've got a chest infection at the moment, so my throat is a little bit sore and occasionally I'm going to sound a bit nasally. Apologies for that. I haven't missed a week of doing these podcasts since I started 2 years ago, and I'm not going to start now. Hopefully what I'm saying will be of enough interest for you to put up with my slightly scratchy voice. So this week I want to talk about something most people spend a great deal of time trying to avoid, and that's the idea of friction or resistance, difficulty, the feeling that something isn't flowing as smoothly as we'd like, because modern culture tends to treat friction as a problem. Something to eliminate or something to optimize away. Something standing between us and success. But what if that's wrong? What if some forms of friction aren't obstacles at all, but they're actually information? And what if resistance isn't the enemy, but it's actually the map? So today's episode is called Productive Friction: Why What's Hard Matters. And I think this idea might completely change how you view struggle or creativity or growth and progress and anything else that leads you on the path to achieving what you want to achieve. So I guess we live in an age really that's obsessed with convenience, one-click purchasing, instant entertainment, same-day delivery, life hacks, shortcuts, optimization. And don't get me wrong, many of these things are genuinely useful, but somewhere along the way we've started assuming that easier automatically means better, that if something feels difficult, something therefore must be wrong, that if we're struggling, we're failing, and that if progress feels slow, we must be on the wrong path. And yet when you look at the things that matter most in life, a different pattern emerges, because the most meaningful things are often difficult. They're not impossible, not miserable, but they are difficult, and difficulty serves a purpose. And there's this whole myth, I think, of smooth progress. It's one of the biggest misconceptions in personal growth. And, you know, this whole guru thing about progress should feel smooth, linear, predictable, comfortable. But that's not how growth works. Growth is often messy, it's awkward, it's uncertain. You learn something new and suddenly realise how much you don't know. You start a creative project and discover the gap between your vision and your current ability. You try to improve your health and realise how deeply ingrained your habits have become. And that friction that you're feeling in all that isn't evidence that you're failing. It's evidence you've reached the edge of your current capabilities. And that's exactly where learning and true progress begins and starts to happen. Because creativity loves resistance, and creative people themselves understand this instinctively, at least possibly eventually, because every creative project begins with friction, the blank page, the empty canvas, the unwritten chapter, the unfinished song, the idea that seems brilliant in your head but sometimes somehow refuses to cooperate once reality gets involved. The temptation is to interpret this as the sign that the idea isn't working. But I need you to hear me on this, because more often it's simply that the creative process is doing what it does. It's testing, it's refining, it's pushing. So the resistance isn't stopping the work, the resistance is helping you shape the work. Some of the best ideas emerge because they had to fight their way into existence. So if that's the case, then so what is friction actually trying to tell you? And this is where the idea becomes really useful, because friction is information. It tells you things. For example, if you're constantly procrastinating, perhaps the task itself isn't clear enough. If a process feels painful, perhaps it's too complicated. If you're exhausted all the time, perhaps the system itself isn't sustainable. And if an idea keeps returning despite the challenges, it's telling you that that idea is worth pursuing. So the question isn't, how do I remove all friction? A better question to ask is, what is the friction trying to teach me? Because once you start asking that question, you'll find that resistance itself becomes useful. And many people encounter friction and immediately conclude that this isn't for me, this isn't working, I'm not good enough, I should quit. But it often, very often, you're learning, or they are learning, the wrong lesson. The presence of difficulty doesn't automatically mean you're on the wrong path. Sometimes it means that you're doing something that matters, it's something that's stretching you, and sometimes that requires growth. Now, obviously, not all friction is productive. Some systems are genuinely broken. Some processes really do need simplifying. And some battles just really aren't worth fighting. The skill lies in learning the difference between the friction that will help you become more productive and more sustainable and the friction that says, this isn't a battle worth fighting. That's the skill. Because there is such a thing as this whole idea of productive versus destructive friction. So let's look at those two categories then and separate them out. So destructive friction is a friction that serves no useful purpose. It's bureaucracy, it's pointless complexity, it's broken systems, it's unnecessary obstacles, it's repeated frustrations that create no value. And these are the things that we should definitely seek to reduce wherever possible. But to counterbalance that, there's this idea of productive friction, the friction of learning, the friction of growth, the friction of mastering the skill, the friction of creating something meaningful, the friction of becoming somebody you haven't been before. This kind of resistance isn't blocking progress, it is progress itself. Now, all this has a connection back to my book, You 2.0, Build Yourself Better. And it connects directly to the idea of identity lag. Identity lag itself is a form of friction. You begin acting differently before you feel different, and that's uncomfortable, but it's also necessary because the old version of you and the emerging version of you are briefly occupying the same space, and that tension itself is what creates the resistance. And that resistance, however, is what will create the growth. And this is true of quiet systems as well. Earlier episodes of the last couple of weeks, we've gone into the whole idea of quiet systems, because good systems don't remove every challenge. They simply help you navigate the right challenges consistently. They make productive friction, therefore, survivable. Now, within all this, there is a bigger idea. I think one of the most damaging beliefs that people carry is this: if it was right, it would be easy. No. If it was familiar, it would be easy. But growth often feels difficult precisely because it isn't familiar. New habits do initially feel awkward. New skills feel uncomfortable. New identities feel unnatural. That's not failure. That's adaptation. And adaptation is rarely comfortable. So if there's one thing I'd like to remember from today's episode, it's this. Not all friction is your enemy. Some friction is showing you where the work is, some friction is showing you where the growth is, and some friction is showing you where the opportunity is. Before you remove every obstacle from your path, pause and ask, is this friction holding me back, or helping me become something more, or helping me refine this some more, or helping me realize that I need to go and obtain a new set of experiences or skills to do this in a proper way? All these lessons are within that friction, so long as you can identify whether it's productive or destructive friction. It all comes back basically to this idea that resistance isn't always the thing that is stopping progress. Sometimes it's the thing itself creating the friction, and it's worth pursuing that then, because it means that there's something there that is asking you to grow, and that is always a good thing. So thanks for listening, everyone. It's been a quick run through. My voice is packing in even as I speak. I will just add that, as always, there will be a corresponding post in the forum if you go to darreninform.com/community and click on the ThinkWorks forum page. You'll be taken to the recent post, and there'll be a post for this episode where you come and share your ideas or ask questions, which I will endeavour to answer. I'll be back, hopefully, croaky-free next week. In the meantime, everyone, stay safe, keep asking questions, and don't treat friction necessarily as your enemy. See you soon.
Thank you for listening to ThinkWorks. Don't forget you can join in the conversation by visiting darreninform.com/community and finding the corresponding post for this episode. You've been listening to ThinkWorks, a podcast for thinkers.